Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com.
From Tsunami Sushi in downtown Lafayette, we're Out to Lunch with Christian Mader, editor and publisher of The Current. It's business, Acadiana style.
Welcome to Out to Lunch. I'm Christian Mader. If you're going to be first, you're going to take a risk. All the more so if you're going to market with a foreign concept. That's because people are creatures of habit. We look to the world we know to understand a new concept. And if something we're trying is unlike anything we've tried before, that can be a recipe for failure. Think of it this way. People who are remembered for being ahead of their time aren't usually remembered for being wildly successful. It's a contradiction in terms. And so to illustrate, imagine trying to explain yoga to Cajuns in the 1980s. It's commonplace now, and it's kind of hard to fathom that there was a before times, but there was, and that's pretty much the story of my guest, Jerry Smith Guidry, who was one of the very first people to teach yoga in Lafayette. A self-described type A personality, she discovered wellness and yoga in 1989 and fell in love, and she went on to create the yoga program at Red Laurel's Health Club right here in Lafayette. And today, she runs Acadiana Yoga and Wellness Studio, which she founded in 2009. Acadiana Yoga offers a range of wellness service, including yoga classes, massage, Reiki, Pilates, and more. And it's also the only yoga and Pilates mat certification class in Lafayette. Jerry Smith Guidry, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
It's one thing when you're introducing something new, and another thing entirely to introduce something misunderstood, like bologna. Yes, bologna, B-O-L-O-G-N-A. And if you're eating a slice of Cajun smoked bologna made by my guest Ross Brown, a.k.a. Bougie Man Bourgeois, go ahead and get rid of any preconceived notions of how that sausage is made. This is bougie bologna, high-grade stuff made from pork shoulder, 100% free of byproducts, mechanically separated meats, and the unmentionables you usually find in bologna with the first name O-S-C-A-R. Ross got into making bologna to convince his wife to like it. It's a good reason to try anything. He learned the process from YouTube and started selling at a local bar, the Freetown Boom Boom Room in Lafayette. It caught on, and in 2022, Bougie Bologna was born. Ross quit his job offshore and has moved into bologna full-time. Ross Brown, welcome to Out to Lunch.
What you say there?
So, Jerry, I want to say that I've taken yoga classes at Red's. I mean, there's a side of the building with it in there. And so I'm literally fathoming or making it hard for me to kind of imagine that there was a time when Red's didn't have it. So that kind of raised the question in my mind. Was it hard to convince Red Laurel to do yoga classes?
So first of all, I want to give Red all the credit he deserves. You know, when he's in 110%.
Yeah.
But I started teaching yoga in 1990, and I talked to Red until 1998, every day practically, about why we should do this. And he had actually tried it many years ago, but he said, "I don't want a fad at the club." And I said, "Red, it's like 3,000 years old. I don't think it could be considered a fad." But, you know, bless his heart, he finally gave in. And when he did, he said, "What do I need to do to make it good?" Huh. And the first class, I believe, was September 7th, 1998. I had over 100 people in the class. It scared me, you know what? Yeah. And we just said, well, okay, I guess it was a good idea. And I didn't take a break for 3 years because I thought, you know what? It took me 8 years to get in here. I am not leaving until I know this is established. And so we built it and built it and built it. And then finally in 2008, I decided I needed a change of venue to be able to go a little deeper into the practice that probably wasn't appropriate for a gym setting. And so, with his blessing, I left and looked around, where could I go? And it just was very apparent it needed to be in the oil center, which is funny because we're hitting our 16th year there and we may have a big announcement to make very soon. So, hang on.
Hang on. Well, that is a fantastic origin story. And thinking of fantastic origin stories, Ross, yours is trying to convince your wife to like bologna.
I got some stories.
I believe it. But I mean, before we get to them, I mean, the question I got to know the answer to is, does she like the bologna now?
Everybody likes bougie bologna.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
From
why?
Because it's the best.
Okay. So talk me through what makes it the best then. I mean, it's one thing to kind of be like, well, I make it out of better stuff, but like, even the regular bologna, I don't often think about what it's made of. So why is it a better product?
Well, for one, you ain't had it yet, so you don't know.
That's a fair point.
And everybody, I like how you started with that, because recreate something.
Yeah.
And so I just created a brand new meat product that did not exist. You can't even compare this to bologna, because this is bougie bologna.
Okay.
It's its own thing, right? So what makes it bougie, right? That's because it's made from pork shoulder.
Okay.
Right? Pork shoulder. It's clean, 100% pork shoulder. Mm-hmm. With a little bit of water, and we smoked that for 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's why it's bougie. You know that little fake red ring you peel off that? Off that
yeah.
other stuff?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's fake.
Okay.
That's fake. They're trying to emulate the real thing.
Yeah.
And I got the real thing. Because you can't even compare my product to theirs because they ain't bougie.
Yeah.
My product's just better.
Yeah. So there's a bit of a contradiction here, right? Because on the one hand, you're sort of saying it's the real thing, but you're also saying it's not like the thing. So is it baloney?
I got a story about that.
Okay.
I was just fighting. That's what I'm not here to talk about today, but just to give you an idea of what's okay. going on.
Yeah, sure.
I've been fighting with the USDA for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because they don't want me to call it bologna. Right?
Okay. What do they want you to call it?
That's another long story.
Fair enough.
I'm going to try to get into that. But yeah. The name bougie bologna is a higher calling.
Okay.
All right. It's like saying Coke or Pepsi. It's the dream. It's the vision behind it. And when people hear the name, they get it. Once they try it, they get it.
So, in other words, it's a brand.
It's a brand.
Yeah.
So, the product, what I tell people, I tell people it's a sandwich sausage.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is a Cajun smoked sausage, but it's in a sandwich form. If you look at the CFR on bologna, this is bologna.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they don't want me to call it that. And that's a whole nother conversation for another time.
Sure.
Because that'll take me an hour just to explain that.
Sure. So, I mean, Jerry, I mean, kind of. It raises something interesting to me, right? Like, you're introducing some of this to a guy like Red, right? And he's saying, I don't want to get involved in a fad, right? You're kind of trying to have to define the thing, right? And if you're kind of taking this journey with him where you're saying, well, Red, it's been around for 3,000 years. It's this sacred, you know, Hindu religious practice or whatever. Like, that can conjure a whole other concept in his mind about what it is. So, I mean, by the time you got him to get along to it, was it because at that point people understood it primarily as an exercise? Or was it still sort of trying to, like, define what version of yoga you were bringing, if I'm making any sense here?
Absolutely. So I would say the majority of folks that get into yoga are getting in through the portal of physical exercise.
Sure.
So most of us, that's a very tangible thing, right? So you can see that your body's getting stronger, that you're feeling less anxiety, that maybe you're more mobile. As we age, you know, that's a very important thing is, can I get around the way I used to and be independent? But even for the young, very athletic type, they want to keep that flexibility, the strength, and all those things that we find that we get when we practice consistently. Mm-hmm. But that's only one portal, but that's okay because that's where most of us start. And then when we get into it, it's like we get hooked and we realize there's a deeper tapestry that can be tapped into. Now, I will take exception. I do know that a lot of Hindus practice yoga, yeah. But it's not necessarily a Hindu practice.
Sure, okay.
So you can practice yoga, and in my opinion, if you want to take the spiritual side of the practice, which is one of the, I think, one of the things that's beneficial and attractive to me, it helped me with that side of it. But my point is that it'll help you be a better Christian or a better Hindu or a better Jew or whatever it is that you practice. It'll help you go deeper into it and be a more authentic one. The thing about yoga to me, the deepest, teaching, is it helps us to encounter life because we're present for it. Many of us are going through a little bit unconsciously through our lives. And so we like to say that what we practice on the mat is how to be present in the moment, which sounds kind of contrived or cliche, but it is the things that we learn on the mat that we're then able to apply to what I call the big yoga, which is our life and relationship to all those things in the world. And so the point I'm trying to get to is that we are able to shift, and you know that word that we all heard in 2020 when everything shut down was pivot for businesses. It was pivot. Well, in yoga we don't say pivot necessarily, but you are present for what is, and then you honor that rather than worrying about what you think should happen or should be your life. It's approaching it with what is, and then if you see my shirt, which of course the listeners can't see,
it says shift happens.
Shift happens, yeah. because it is going to happen, and we learn to shift and accommodate and acclimate and yeah. honor what is and flow with it, right? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise there's a lot of suffering. And yeah. so we have a little saying, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so it sounds like you've gravitated, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, to the mental discipline side of this early on. Like I've seen people, to your point, like they come to yoga and in some frequency it seems like it's purely a form of exercise, right? And a lot of these yoga gyms that seem to have sparked in the last 10 years, right, it kind of removed a lot of that element to it. But it sounds like if I go to a Kadiana yoga, maybe that's not the version of this that I'm getting. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, we like to tap into all of the facets, because if you really get into the study, there's a work called the Yoga Sutras, and it tells us there's eight limbs to yoga, and asana, which is postures, is only one of the eight limbs. So to me, you're getting a very, very small view of the big practice. But does that mean that it devalues or, you know, takes away? No, you can get a lot from just that. If that's all you're interested in, then I say more power to you. But I think you're limiting and kind of shortchanging yourself.
Hmm. So, Ross, I mean, I don't need to drag out with you, unless you want to, your problems with the USDA.
No, but no. I want to talk about is the future.
Well, okay, let's talk about the future. So. Where do you go from here if you have to think about redefining what it is? I mean, does that really matter that much? Like whether it gets to be classified as
baloney? It doesn't matter what you call it.
Okay.
Because on the street, they're going to call it bougie.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you call it. We're going to call it a sandwich flat.
Yeah.
So we just launched the company.
Yeah.
Officially. It's now called the Bougie Baloney Company.
Yeah.
And what's about to happen is I'm about to drop bougie around the entire state of Louisiana.
Okay.
Around the whole Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
I'm shipping this stuff nationwide. So in the next 6 weeks, I'm going to drop 30 Rouses in South Louisiana.
So, and
Bougie Baloney is going to be a household name because people are already talking about it.
But talk me through, like...
I want to talk about that.
Okay, well, good. But I want to understand then, like, how you... Because, look, people come up with products. There's the thing. That is a... I don't know if the mic's picked up the thump of that dense pack of bologna or sandwich flat. Excuse me. Talk to me about how you actually get it into a Rouses, right?
Like, I mean, it takes months and months of work.
And I mean, do they have an opinion about any of these things that you're describing? What I mean by that is, like, I could see Rouses being like, it doesn't matter to me that it tastes good, but they still got to sell it. Somebody still has to have the frame of reference to want to buy it, and they're not necessarily going to have the bougie man in there with his hat,
right?
Talking about it.
So there was version one of this product, which I'm not sure if I could say it on the radio.
I mean, try it. They can edit it out.
That's true. We're good. So when I first launched the product, Bougie Baloney, on the logo, I got a new logo. What you're looking at right there is my brand new logo.
Okay.
We just dropped that today. Mm-hmm. The old logo, the OG, says 100% butthole free.
Okay.
And that's the vision.
Okay.
She gets it. She got a sense of humor. She gets it.
Sorry. I'm laughing more at your reaction. I think we really took you by surprise.
But that's the whole joke about hot dogs. So that's what makes it bougie, right? But they made me take that off the package.
Just the phrase.
And that's when Rouses saw that, they was all about it.
Plus, they liked the phrase. Rouses liked the phrase.
It's just fun what I'm doing. Go look me up. My marketing is genius. I'm having a lot of fun with this.
Well, good. You should.
I think this man needs to work on his ego.
The bougie
man.
No,
you got to believe in what your mission and your, you know.
I believe in this bougie. This is a higher power
that's
calling me to do this. In my opinion, this baloney is of cultural significance.
Okay. Explain that.
Whew. We got time. I don't want to take over the show with this. But that's the whole reason why they don't call it bologna. All right? Because it's made in Louisiana.
Okay.
Okay? Let's unpack that for a second.
So is this sort of like if it's sparkling wine, but it's not made in champagne, it's...
How long the Acadians been down here? When did they settle? How many years is that?
18th century, right?
And they've been making smoked sausage ever since then. Boudin, all that, right?
Yeah.
So all the plants that make sausage in Louisiana, they're not certified to make a ready-to-eat product. And this bologna is not certified to ready-to-eat in the USDA's eyes.
In other words, like, this is a product I can take out of the package, I can eat without cooking. That's what you mean.
I never misled nobody on the package. On the package, it says fried at you. That's what it says. It says fried at. You need to fry that in the pan.
Okay.
And why? Just because it's better. It's bougie.
Okay.
Right? So when you fry that in the pan, it's a different product.
Yeah.
It's different. So that's why I tell people it's a sandwich sausage. Because it's like a Cajun sausage. If you go buy some smoked sausage, what you going to do with that? You going to cook that. You're not just going to eat that cold. You going to cook that. She knows.
We used to fry the old bologna, so
exactly.
I can only imagine. You know, this almost makes me want to eat meat again.
It's the best. And I'm not just making this up. When people tell me every day, they say, man, I got to try that. And I just laugh.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it 1,000 times. 1,000. The first time they tried. And they're like, whoa, this ain't bologna. It's bougie, baby. That's what I say.
Bougie, baby.
It's bougie,
I
baby.
Love it.
That's what it is.
So.
We're taking over. Like, this is going to be, this is something brand new. I'll tell you, Louisiana will never be the same after I drop this product.
You're listening to Out to Lunch. I'm Christian Mader. I'm talking to Ross Brown of Bougie Bologna and Jerry Smith Guidry of Acadiana Yoga and Wellness. Jerry, as you've, because you've been at this for a while and you've watched other people come into the market to do yoga, and I'm not asking you to cast aspersions on it, but I've seen people have genuine discussions about, like, okay, well, if it's just like we're going to do hot yoga in a room and we're going to blare house music or something, people say, that's not yoga, that's stretching, or that's not yoga, that's this. I mean, do you at all get caught up in whether it's authentically the thing? Does that matter a lot to you?
Okay, so I'm human, and
sure.
I have noticed a few people around through the years that did things that I thought perhaps weren't to the original intention. But is it to say it's not worthwhile? I would not go so far,
sure.
Because
yeah.
Maybe it got somebody in the room that wasn't going to move their body otherwise.
Yeah.
If it's fun, if it makes them forget their troubles and all those things, then I would say there's some benefit, and so that should be acknowledged. But if they want to call it yoga, they may have to change a few things up to, in my opinion, fall under that headline. But I think the bottom line is the intention behind it. Like, what's the teacher teaching? How do they teach it? What kind of mission or vision are they trying to help the person create about their own lives? How does that help them approach when they get off the mat? So I can't speak to that, but I have rolled my eyes, I have to confess, when I've seen certain things. I don't even want to go there. But yeah, it worries me primarily about the safety of the practitioner, if
why
that's
is that?
The bottom line. The thing is, when I'm looking at someone's practice, if I'm teaching a class, typically I'm not performing the poses. I'm helping folks in their pose to go a little deeper and to express it a little fuller. And so I'll see what I think limitations are, or maybe some unexplored potential. And so the first thing I look at is safety. The second thing is the shape. Like, are they even close? And then the third thing would be, it's a Sanskrit word, Shri, which means life enhancing. So can they fill it up with spirit, or can it somehow seem to be something that would help them have a better life in a way? And so there are those physical fitness type classes that you're going to get more about the muscles and the bones and all of that. And again, I'm not going to say it's not a good thing, but I don't know that I would call it yoga. The word yoga, just to be clear, the word yoga comes from the two words which mean sun, moon, and that means about the harmonizing of the different parts of ourselves, and also the one with the all. And so if you want to, again, go deeper, it's about how to see less separateness and more unity in your life.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, Ross, I know you want to talk about the future.
Those are great words. I love what she just said.
And I kind of want to understand a little more about how you get on Rouse's radar. I mean, you've got...
Butthole free.
Just the marketing
slogan. I went online.
Yeah.
And I filled out their form and I got a call in 30 minutes.
There's a form you fill out to get your food address.
Yeah.
That's it.
Man, they got 86 stores.
Well, sure.
They're big. They got a vice president. They got a whole board of directors.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm surprised that there's just a form I could fill out to be like, I want to put my bologna.
You
got to
go online. You got to apply to be a vendor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got a phone call.
Yeah.
And I went down there. I went go meet him.
Yeah.
I went go talk to the vice president.
Yeah. And then you bring him.
I brought them the product and they tried it.
Yeah.
And as soon as they tried it, they understood that this is like nothing else out there. I have no competition.
This feels sort of like a stupid question, but does it actually have to be good for them to want to buy it?
Why are you hating?
I'm not hating. I am going to eat this. This is the exact kind of thing that I like to eat.
Rouse supports local.
Sure.
They support Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess what I mean is like they're a grocery store,
right?
So they got to carry lots of products.
Yeah, it's all a volume game. Right?
Sure, sure. So in coming at it and saying like, all right, well, I'm going to try this and see if this is any good.
Right.
Right. it just strikes me that maybe they could eat something and be like, well, I don't really like it, but well, I can see lots of people will.
Because
you know?
they believe in me.
Sure.
That's why.
Yeah.
They believe in me.
But it starts with you believing in yourself, right?
Everybody believes. I make bougie believers every day. Every day.
Yeah. Bougie believers.
Because I believe. This is a higher power. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I believe in this bougie.
Yeah.
I live it. I breathe it.
Yeah. So talk to me then about taking it from your, you know, YouTube handling, however you're learning to make this stuff, to the point where this is something you can manufacture at a scale that supplies a beast like Rouse's.
Right. Well, it took me 2.5 years of very careful, meticulous planning.
Yeah.
When I started, it was just organic.
Yeah.
There's nothing more organic or local than this store.
So you're like sourcing this from local pigs? That's what you're saying?
Well, I was... It's a long story.
Sure.
Everything's a long story.
Everything's a long story.
Isn't it the truth? That's how life is.
Yeah.
You know, so I just made the one chub first. It's a pretty funny story. The chub, that's what they call it.
Okay.
They call that a chub.
Well, I actually didn't understand what you said, but the chub.
Right.
Okay,
this
yeah.
is my half chub.
Okay.
Ask me about my half chub. That's what I tell people.
Ross, tell us about
what's the second word?
Chub.
Oh, chub.
That's a chub.
I thought you said chill.
It says it on the package for the listeners who cannot see this.
Half chub.
It is a log of meat with the word half chub on it.
That is a Cajun sandwich sausage is what that is.
Yeah.
Right?
Look
at it.
Yeah, I see it.
You ever seen before?
It is not like any bologna that I've ever seen before. So you were saying earlier that like the casing side of it, right? That the kind that you get in like,
you see this red? You see this red on that? There's no casing on that. That's smoke.
That's just the smoke.
That's the smoke.
That's what I was going to ask. How do you actually generate that skin?
Yeah, you smoke that. We smoked that for 8 hours.
Yeah.
We could smoke 1,000 pounds at a time.
Yeah.
1,000. So the first time I made something, I went to the Boom Boom Room. That's where my little band plays. That's where I hang out.
Yeah.
Right. And I worked with Como Sausage in Broad Ridge.
Yeah.
Shout out to Como, my Como people. Because I grew up down the Broadridge Highway. So it's amazing I can make this locally. That's right down the street. My grandfather's from the city. My mom, my grandma's from Broadridge. This is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just serendipitous, right? And that's where this goes full circle. So Como's, the original Como's started in the 70s by the campus, right? Como's Grocery, that was his grandfather. Como's Grocery was where the Freetown Boom Boom is today.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I got the goosebumps when I tell that story.
So this is why you feel like you're on a higher pathway.
This is
divine intervention.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, Jerry, I'm curious if your pathway, right, when you talk a lot about a level of spirituality here, I mean, going back to your original interest in it and sort of drawing your personal narrative through all that, I mean... Is that something that's really just sort of developed, right? Or did your journey here mirror what a lot of people, I think, would go through in yoga, where they might just sort of say, like, I kind of want to try it. I want to see how this feels in my body. And then maybe they get to be more interested in the philosophical aspects of it later.
Yeah, I think my experience is one that's pretty universal. I could be the poster child. That was because I was so anxious, so uptight, so stressed. I said I was a type A personality, and I had a really high stress job at the time. And I knew something had to change. I mean, at 27, they thought maybe I was having a heart attack, and thankfully it turned out I didn't. So I started looking, and I knew something had to change, but I didn't know what it was. And so one semester, I found macrobiotic cooking, massage therapy, and yoga. And literally flipped myself on my head because everything looked available. Like, I found myself feeling empowered that I didn't have to live that way. There were choices, and that I could actually do something about it. Because I feel like that's what happens, is many of us feel like there's nothing I can do to make it any better. And that's a horrible feeling. So once I started getting into it, I dove in like 100% because I saw the changes almost immediately. I mean, I'm listening to you say about higher power, et cetera, and I absolutely buy into what you're saying, because the first time I was on a yoga mat, well, actually it was probably a towel because we didn't have yoga mats back then, but I went into what's called a downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, and the word home came up for me really clearly. And I got down on my knees and started crying because I knew I had found it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was such a relief because I had been looking about 7 years. I was 34 at the time, and everything changed since then. So I've...
That's exactly what I'm going through. Right?
Yes, yeah.
So I just quit my job.
Yeah,
18 years offshore.
Yeah.
Some would say it's like prison.
Yeah.
When somebody gets out, you know what they say? They say he got out. They say that.
Yeah.
For a reason. And now I'm home. And that's what I'm going through right now. It's a lot.
Good for you.
Right? I did it.
And you know what? That takes a lot of courage to follow that kind of messaging and that kind of intuition. Yeah. And
when I got on the helicopter, it was an epiphany.
The thing that yoga teaches, in my opinion, is how we can get quiet enough to hear the signals and the messages that are coming through. Because even Paul McCartney says, the music's out there, but they come through him. He doesn't know where they come from and why they picked him. But that's how he described his writing, his music writing. And I think the same thing happens to the rest of us, but we just don't know how to get quiet enough. And so the practice of yoga, actually, if you want to get into it, is the physical gets calm enough. We get control of the body through those poses. And that allows us to be comfortable when we sit quietly so we can do what most of us would call meditation. Mm-hmm. It's really contemplation because most of us don't know how to meditate. We're just trying to, you know, follow the breath or think of a word or something. There's concentration so that we can get quiet enough, because then you start to see what happens in between the thoughts. Mm-hmm. That space between the thoughts is where the messages can slide in, and that's where the magic happens, you know?
Ross, I mean, I hear loud and clear that this has been a spiritual journey for you, but I mean, when was your road to Damascus moment? Like, what point did it strike you that you were dealing with something that wasn't just...
When it hit the shelf, right? So at Christmas, we put it on the shelf for the first time with the commercial product. You know, just a little soft launch. Man, I wasn't ready for that. We launched at Cartridges and Fresh Pickings, and I was selling 4 or 5 cases a week. I get 30 messages a day. Mm-hmm. Where can I get it? I hear about it. I meet strangers on the street. Holla at me. Bougie man. We love you, meet. Kids. Kids love this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't describe it.
Well.
I'm still, it ain't even happened yet. Like, this is happening today. Bougie Bologna Company was born 2 days ago. No telling where it's going to end.
Well.
But the only way it's going to do it is if I do it. Because ain't nobody else going to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's the mentality I have.
That is the only way to encounter the divine, let me say. This phrase I've never said on Out to Lunch Acadiana. And thank you both for giving me the opportunity to say it. Jerry and Ross, thank you for joining me today on the show.
This was great fun, and it was so nice to meet you.
Absolutely.
Good luck with everything.
You're going to be hearing about
it. It's very exciting. I've already heard about it. I mean, golly, you're the best representative that could ever have been chosen to present this. And let me just say, that in itself is a form of yoga, okay? It's not just physical poses.
I would love to talk to her what she said about ego.
It's getting into...
Because that's what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Because the bougie man has taken over my life.
Okay.
That's what just happened.
Well, stay grounded
exactly.
Now. Come on, don't get too...
But that's what me and my wife was talking about.
Yeah.
This is like, I got to learn how to turn them off.
Yeah.
And how to just be me.
Yeah.
And when the switch flips.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out who I am, because like leaving work, that's a big change.
But it's cool that you're so excited about it.
I'm on bougie cloud.
I know.
Now.
That's what I said when I first really got into all this. It's like, holy moly, I have to go out and spread the gospel, because it makes such a change in your life that you want to share it with everybody so that everybody can be happier, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
I am thrilled that you guys both found a way to evangelize here in Outlaunch Acadiana. Thank you guys so much. Ross, I hope you come back on the show when you found yourself and we're all ready to go. My guests on Outlaunch Acadiana today were Jerry Smith Guidry of Acadiana Yoga and Wellness and Ross Brown, a.k.a. Bougie Man of Bougie Bologna. We edited this conversation to fit into our time slot here on KRBS. You can hear our unedited conversation and find out more about Jerry and Ross by listening to our Out to Lunch Acadiana podcast. You can find and subscribe on your podcast app and on our website, itsacadiana.com. If you want to know what we all look like, you can find photos from the show on itsacadiana.com and on our Out to Lunch Acadiana social media. These photos were taken by my pal, Astor Morgan, and you can find more of Astor's photos at astormorgan.com. Out to Lunch Acadiana is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsacadiana.com and KRBS 88.7 FM. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. Our associate producer is Chad Terrio. Our researcher is Leo Erdial. Today's show was engineered by Dylan Babineau. I'm Christian Mader, editor of The Current, Lafayette's nonprofit newsroom. And to get the scoop on Lafayette, head over to thecurrentla.com and sign up for our free newsletters. We'll see you next time for more business and conversation on Out to Lunch Acadiana. See you later.
Out to Lunch. Lunch Acadiana was recorded live over lunch at Tsunami Sushi on Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Tsunami is open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch and dinner, serving sushi, sashimi, salads, and authentic Japanese grilled dishes. Tsunami welcomes casual dining or reservations. More information at servingsushi.com. Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. Mitchell Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. You can hear Mitchell's music anywhere great jazz is sold or streamed, and at MitchellForeman.com. If you'd like to be part of Out to Lunch, to learn how your business or organization can become an Out to Lunch program partner, email info@inobroadcasting.com.